Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Keonta and to whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Debbie Hodges.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, and you, ma'am?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. May I please start off with having the zip code?
76633.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for providing me with that information. Oh, you must have the easiest zip code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And what did you say your name was again? I'm sorry.
Debbie Hodges.
Debbie, okay. And you said it was 76633, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can look it up by your name. Can you please spell your first? Is it just D-E-B-B-I-E?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And last name, please?
H-O-D-G-E-S.
Okay, let's see if we can pull it up this way. I'm not seeing an account with your name. Let's see. I'll try another way. Allow me just a moment.
You might check under my husband's name, Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y.
Tommy, is it Tommy Hodges?
Hodges? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah. It's not showing for his either. But let me, I have another system I can try.
Oh, good. Thank you.
That's weird. Just a moment. What was your order for, if you don't mind me asking?
I have no clue. That's what I'm trying to find out. It was $3.99.
Okay. Did it didn't tell you what the order was for, anything? Or like the company?
It just says savings from warehouse. And then your phone number.
From a warehouse?
That's what it says.
Okay. Because you don't have, you or your husband's name isn't showing up in our system. Now, I would just like to inform you that we are a third-party call center, and we handle different companies, like such as like Keto and things like that. Have you ordered anything like that recently?
Okay. Do you have a Sirius fireplace factory or factor?
No. No, ma'am.
Okay, those,
you said fireplace?
Serious fireplace factor.
Okay, let me just try another way. If you don't mind, may you please provide me with the card number which you were charged. May you please provide me with the first 6 digits.
Okay, let me pull that out. I got it right here. It is 412138.
Okay, and the last 4 digits, please.
0474.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's see if we can pull it up that way. Oh, now it showed up.
Oh, good.
Okay, and you said that in the amount, how much was the charge you see on your credit card? $3.99?
$3.99 for that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, allow me just a few moments to get this account pulled up for you.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
My pleasure. It's loading, and it's loading a little bit slow, so I'm just working on waiting for it to load, but I do see Tommy Hodges.
Tommy Hodges, okay. So he's the culprit.
Okay, so I was able to get into the account here. And let me see. Okay, so it looks like here the shipping and handling was paid. There's some sort of bag out your husband ordered, a tactical bag. Is he aware of, or familiar, does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So that bag, he only pays shipping and handling. So the thing is, it looks like they provided you with a trial.
A trial what?
Let's see. Okay, yeah. So being that he only pays shipping and handling for that bag, what it is that what the company does is they you pay for shipping and handling, and then they provide you with a trial date, you know, just to see how well you like it and things like that. And if you do not call within the trial period, what you're going to do is be charged monthly for that.
Well, who do you call? There's a number they're charging me. They've already charged me $67.32 plus $7.95, but that phone has been busy every time I've called. I don't care what time of day or what day of the week it is.
My apologies. Yes, ma'am. My apologies about that also.
Well, I'm sure it's not your fault. He ordered this. He did a survey for someone.
Ace
Hardware, and this was supposed to be his gift, and all he had to pay was the shipping and handling on it, which we're looking at should have been broke down, and it's not even the same name we're paying on the credit card, but there was a $3.99 charge, but then there was also, where's the $7.95?
Right, it looks like here that there was a warranty placed on that for some reason.
Shouldn't have been.
Yeah, it was a warranty. Okay. Yeah, so in regards to that bag, I'm not really sure if you took time out to look at the terms and conditions. It's in there, but I know a lot of times we're so quick to move. But within the terms and conditions, it gives you time to, you know, try your product or whatever you may have ordered, and then they charge you. So that's where the $67.32 comes in at, because you were charged. And then you'll continue to be charged also if you don't cancel.
But the bag that I got, I looked it up online, and it's only $9 and something.
Yes, sir. Well, you know,
so
I...
Why did I get charged $67 for a $9 bag?
I'm not aware. Just with different companies charges different things, and I really can't answer that question. I'm sorry, but that is, it's like a subscription or something like that, and then they'll charge you if you do not cancel within that trial period.
But I didn't subscribe to anything.
Well, it's within the terms and conditions. So once you click on the terms and conditions, it states that within it, and then that's how, like, it's like, that's how you subscribe to it, basically. Because once you click that agree button, and then those terms and conditions, then everything is agreed upon.
I made a copy on my phone of how I ordered and what I ordered, and there's nothing on there for that.
Okay, let me see if you can allow me a moment. I'm going to see if I can get that pulled up for you. Are you stating that, okay, what wasn't on the on your printout? What exactly didn't you see?
Well, it came back as amazingdiscountbudgets.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What I showed was Ace. If I took the survey, this is the prize, the gift I got. So.
Yeah, so that's what it is. It's basically like a welcome gift.
And it doesn't say anything about continue ordering or anything else either.
Yes, I completely understand. But see what that is, the $67, that's like a subscription you pay every month, and then they provide you with like $125 like a, what is it? It's like a factory direct store membership. So you do receive the 125 membership every month, but also it's like you're also.
I didn't receive any membership.
Okay, so you should have received
no paperwork,
like
100. No, nothing on my phone or nothing else came over saying anything about a membership.
Okay.
So I guess I need to get.
I'm sorry. What
can we do to cancel all of this stuff? Because I'm not paying it.
Well, yes, sir. No problem at all. You know, if you would like to cancel, that's fine. But I would just like to say, you know, in order, if you're still interested, you know, I can definitely check on that 125 for you a month. You know, if you're still, you can purchase stuff out the.
I do not want it.
What if we offer? What if we're able to offer you a 35% on that?
No, I don't want it. Period. I don't want anything to do with this company anymore.
Okay.
Period.
So even if we're able to provide you with a 50% discount?
Even if you're able to give me money, I don't want it.
Okay. Well, I would just like to offer you, sir, we can provide you with a 75% on the $67 in which we're charging you.
No. I was told to pay $7.95, and that was it. And that's all I've paid, and that's all I'm going to pay, period.
Okay, no problem at all, sir. So if you're wanting to cancel, I can definitely get that taken care of for you, okay? No problem at all.
I want it canceled.
And I need that charge taken off my bill.
Yes.
Okay, so I would just like to make you aware, though, like these are valid charges in regards, because these were in the terms and conditions within when you put your credit card on file and you accepted it. These are valid charges on the account. Now I can cancel it out, so you guys will no longer be charged.
Yeah, you're not going to charge me. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So once
I'll
we cancel it out, you will know.
Sure. I'll give it to my lawyer.
Okay, so I can in regards to the refund, I can provide you with a 35% refund on that $67.
You just said 75% a minute ago.
No, that was for the membership that you were paying. But now you're stating that you want a refund. I was offering you 75% on the membership, but you stated that you do not want that. You want to cancel. So now we're speaking about the refund that you also stating now that you want. So I'm stating that I could provide you a 35% refund on the $67.32.
Has to be 100%.
Yeah, because I'm not. I haven't received any paperwork on it or anything in my phone, mail or nothing.
Okay,
so
what about a 50% refund?
No, I want 100% on that. The $7.95 is fine. You can keep that.
And then,
but
the
$67
charge too.
And the $3.99 charge, which I don't know what that's for.
Yeah, it said
a protection plan.
Plan.
I don't need a protection plan on the bag.
Okay, so as a courtesy. I can provide you with a a 75% refund.
You can do whatever percent you want, but we're not paying that charge.
Well, ma'am, once it's canceled, you would no longer have to pay the charge, but I'm offering, you said that you wanted
it's
a refund.
Canceled.
Yeah,
it never should have been approved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in regards to the refund, I can provide you a 75%.
The credit card was put on there for the $7.95 only.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing it was put on there for. That's all I had on there. That's all it said that I needed to pay. There wasn't no, if you do this, you're going to have to pay $67 for this. No. So I'm calling this fraud.
Okay, so will you accept the $75 refund on the account?
$75?
A 75% refund, I'm sorry.
No, I will not.
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do for you, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account. You will no longer be billed for anything. You will not receive the $125 voucher. And what I'm going to do is go ahead and refund that in full, but you no longer will receive anything attempting to come from your account or, you know, any funds removed from your account. So if you can allow me just a few moments, I'm going to go ahead and notate the account, then I provide you with the confirmation number.
Thank you.
I am finishing up here, and in a moment, I will be able to provide you with your confirmation number.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, I was able to successfully go ahead and get that refund. You should expect to see your refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. I got the account canceled, so you no longer will receive. You no longer will have to pay the $67.32, and I can provide you with the confirmation number once you're ready.
I'm ready, ma'am.
All right, so the confirmation number. Let me go back just a moment. I'm sorry, one moment, my computer is loading. Okay, so the confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 260-909-309-382.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
My pleasure. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, but can you maybe answer why they don't answer their phone at that number?
I'm not aware, ma'am. We have multiple numbers. I've even had people call in thinking that we're like a U-Haul place, so I'm not really aware. I'm sorry I'm not able to answer that. But we definitely do try to answer the calls in a timely manner, and I'm so sorry.
Well, I didn't call this number because I didn't put it together until we looked at his copy, and it said $7.99 and $3.99 charge. And it said savings from warehouse, and I thought, what in the world? But it was $3.99, and here it's connected to the serious fireplace factor, which that number I've called many times, and it's always been busy. I don't care what time I call.
Okay, well, I apologize. Like I said, we have multiple numbers, so just in case you have just in case you have to call back, keep this number handy with you because, yeah, because we have several numbers for some reason.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Keontae.
Well, I appreciate your help.
No, my pleasure, and I'm sorry about the inconvenience and the misunderstanding. I greatly apologize about that, but I just want to let you know you have a great day, and thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you, ma'am.
My pleasure.
You too. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.